Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. My name is John L. Barron. I'm your host of Break Out of Your Blocks Blog Talk Radio Show. Excited and delighted to have you here listening. I want to thank everyone, the live listeners as well as the archive listeners. We've been seeing some amazing numbers with people who are listening live and also going back and listening and re-listening to shows. Please forward the shows over to your friends. We have a list of archive shows you can go back and listen to different subjects, whether on business, life, or relationships, and family, and education, and general inspiration and motivation. This is ultimately to give you 15 minutes of motivation and inspiration so that you can achieve your greatness in life and every dimension of your life. So today's topic is going to be a two-part. This is how to be a strong woman, and then we'll follow up with our next show, how to be a strong man. And this topic came through discussions with men and women on things that they were experiencing from both sexes. And before I launch into this particular topic, I want to admonish you to take whatever preconceived notions that you have, egos or particular dispositions, and throw them out the window because they're not needed here. I want you to be open to growth, open to life, open to love, open to change if you're going to get to the next level that you seek to get to. And now, mind you, because I am a man, when I speak on how to be a strong woman, I'm talking about what a man desires from a woman. So at the end of the day, if you desire to be in an intimate relationship with a man, then these are tools to help you succeed, tools that you can cultivate the good and weed out the bad. But I also know that this is all good content because this is things that have been vetted and also that work. But as it pertains to what you want, ultimately, we normally give people what we want them to receive versus what they would like to receive. Many people say, treat people how you want to be treated. No, that's not true. Treat people how they want to be treated. So here's some things how men want to be treated as it pertains to what they look for in a woman when it comes to the strength. So how to be a strong woman. So many times we launch into what strength is. And we see strength as a way to overcome something, overpower something. But strength is really a meekness under control. It's not weakness, but it's meekness under control. It's your ability, strength under control, meekness, being able to be humble and not always having to exert it. I found the strongest people in my life were people who had strength but didn't have to use that strength. They could have overpowered me, but instead they could have crippled me. They could have said words to hurt me, but instead they used words to build me. And so we have to look at what the nature of a woman was and where it began from. And I'm going to use, everybody have a different worldview. A worldview is how you see the world through your eyes. So your worldview may differ than mine because our experiences are different. But I'm going to use a biblical worldview in the nature of the woman and how God created the woman. And you don't have to believe what I believe or subscribe to what I believe, but I'm going to use this as a backdrop because I believe that God created people and that these people were created to have life and have it abundantly. And when God originally designed mankind, he saw that the one thing he saw was wrong was man not living alone. And so he said, I'll make man a helpmate. An original version of that says a helpmeet. And a helpmeet means to serve a primary function, to coexist, not to be less than a subservient to a man, but a helpmeet, to help to accomplish things. So ultimately, when you look at the nature of a woman, meant to coexist, to co-labor, to join together, to accomplish varying goals and tasks that include and not limited to family, provision, to love, to nurture, to care. And the general nature of a woman is more the loving dynamic where you get the nurturing and the building. The man is more of the stern, the disciplinarian. And based on the culture now that we have in society, a woman is not just generally impressed with the man that can bring home the bacon. Why? Because she can bring home not only the bacon, but two pigs and a cow, the bacon and the milk and eggs. And so you're looking at a shifting in gender roles, and I have to say all this to set up how to be a strong woman, because there's so many different competing worldviews that are happening. And so if you have a man and a woman or two partners that have competing worldviews on how they view gender roles, and that's always going to be competition. So two definitions will never match. I can be on the odd and you can be on the even, and our numbers will never intersect because we're on two different spectrums of the globe. And so what a woman is, the strength of a woman is not in her ability to be boastfully independent, to be boastfully not going to serve or do for someone, to be boastfully able to pay her own bills. That doesn't denote strength. That simply denotes your ability to take care of yourself, which is everything that a mature adult should be able to do. Here's what strength is as it pertains to being a strong woman. Number one, learning that dependence on someone is a human need. Maslow's hierarchy of needs is need to belong, need of self-actualization, food, clothing, and shelter. And people need people. The greatest thing in the world that drives people to suicide and death is isolation. So being dependent on someone is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign of strength when you can understand that being independent is a good function to have, but you don't want to operate your life in sole independence mode. You want to learn how to re-engage in life and learn how to depend on people, to trust people, to love again, to believe again, and believe in the good in humanity and what can be offered. Being a strong woman, number two out of the 7 points, is service. Learning how to serve others in the way that you would want your needs met, with no thought of how they would repay you. Being able to serve and to freely give, not with a tit for tat or a quid pro quo, I did this, you owe me that, but simply to be strong enough to serve. I grew up around loving strong women, my mother and my aunts. And they simply gave because they loved me, and not because I owed them something or I had to go cut the grass for them to make my plate. No, they wanted to see me happy. They wanted me to eat. It wasn't I had to pay them or pay them for past pain that men had caused them before they could serve me and do for me. They did out of love, and they showed that action of love. And so being dependent, being able to be dependent, being able to serve. Number three, to have a financial balance. And by financial balance, that simply means being able to understand that if you make more money or you make less money, that money does not define the scope of how you respect and treat a man. Because if a man doesn't make as much money as you, that doesn't mean you treat him less than. That money should not be the dividing factor of how you engage a person. You have to have the equitable balance that realize that money is a resource, but it's not the source. And you have to have that balance, and that it takes strength, because the top two reasons why marriages fail is for sex and money, usually lack of both. And so being able to walk the line where you know how to rule money and money doesn't rule you, and you can move forward in an equitable way. Also, number four, being a peaceful communicator. Learning how to agree to disagree without disengaging. Learning how to get your point across without losing the person. Many times we make points, but we lose the people because now we've wounded them by our words, and they're no longer engaged in who we are, what we're trying to do. So learning how to be a peaceful communicator is a sign of a strong woman, a woman that doesn't always have to say, I got you or one up you, but simply sometimes may let you win. So at the end of the day, when she does make a point, that point is in a way that it helped you and it did not hurt you. Despite how you treated them, this strong woman can outlove you and overcome any words that you may use, because she teaches you how to be a better person. I had someone in my life that taught me how to be better, because they never stooped to my level. They always raised me up to their level, and I saw that strength in her. Number five, emotional balance. here's the thing, that you have to have a love about yourself that no one can increase or decrease. Handling hurt the right way. Because you've been hurt, that's not your opportunity to look to destroy, but you can continue to uplift. Many women, when they're hurt, they want to destroy and demoralize and emasculate a man and take him out. But how can you uplift? Having that emotional balance and also being okay with showing that you're hurt. Many times a woman, most men move on because they say, you ask a woman, is she fine? Yeah, I'm okay, or I don't need him, or I don't care. And then the man said, well, fine, and they move on. But being able to say, you know what, no, I'm not okay. I'm hurt. I do miss you. These things are healthy emotions that a man needs. We all need to be needed, not just men. Men and women need to be needed. I won't even act like I'm okay. Are you okay? No, I'm not. I'm wounded. I'm sensitive, and I want you back. That's how I'm going to respond, because I'm balanced enough to know that I don't have it all together, and every day ain't a good day, and I'm not so strong where I can coexist without people. That's not realistic. Also, number six, a strong woman can identify the right man. She can identify the right man. Many times, women blame the men for their problems, but it's like, you're choosing these men. Your track record from prom to now has been the same guy. If all you chasing is swag, and you keep coming up with a swig, because he may have swag to start, but it fizzles out. So you need more than swag when you're choosing and identifying the right man. And also, number seven is social status. A strong woman understands that social status does not make her who she is. The things that she has, the car that she drives, she understands that no one wants to spend the rest of their life with their stuff. You want to spend your life with someone that values you, someone that respects and cherishes and honors you. And also, number seven, strong woman knows how to treat people that don't have a vested interest in you. If a guy doesn't want to sleep with you, if he doesn't want to date you, doesn't want to marry you, can you still treat them as if they're somebody, as if they matter? A strong woman can do that. And I have a bonus one, a faith foundation. A woman who has a faith foundation, that has a strong faith and a belief system in a higher power, something beyond her, that is a strong woman who can acknowledge. A strong woman is not someone who's just independent, financially independent, highly educated, physically fit, or sexually tempting, or dressed sexy, or non-emotional, or based off the men you had, or your social status, or you had a baller. That doesn't make you strong. Here's my personal charge to you. If you want different, don't just do different. Be different. Live different. Live from your strength. I'm amazed, and there's a show that'll come up in a couple episodes on how to get anything you want from your mate, meaning from your man and then from your woman, two separate shows. And you can get anything you want from a man because you're a woman. You have that power and ability, but it can't be manipulative. It can't be vengeful. It has to be from a strength that is pure. A strength that is pure. That if this person never knew I helped him, I would do it anyway. But if this person knew that I hurt them, how would it make me feel? And many times, women oftentimes try to redeem themselves if they've been scorned. But you want to redeem yourselves in a way that shows that you've been made better and not bitter. Show that your strength has made you better and not bitter. And that's when you win. And you have the beauty and the strength to do that. And I believe in you, sisters. And more importantly, we believe in you as men. And it's exciting to know that we all have chances to grow. With every opportunity, we have a chance to grow and be better than who we was before. My time is up. I'll thank you for yours. Tune in to our next show, How to Be a Strong Man. Thank you.